At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Keep them coming, Tolos. We're going to get to 100. That's right. On this Wednesday, this hump day, we're going to break an all-time record and get 100 entries on day one. But that requires you out there listening or you watching the show, as 80 of you are doing on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, to text in your upset pick at 844-326-3663. If you just tuned in, new to the show, don't know what it is, let us know on the text line. We'll absolutely repeat ourselves several times throughout the show. But Diesel, in this very first segment, not the very first segment, in this next segment, the show's been on for an hour and a half, by the way. Heads up, Cole.
Hello.
Hello. Where have you been this whole time? In this segment, let's do this. Let's take a look back at this weekend. You and I made our season predictions a couple of weeks ago, right, for Clemson and South Carolina. We had Clemson as a one-loss team. We had South Carolina 8-4, okay? Based on what we saw this weekend, and yes, you're yelling at the radio right now, it's one game. What are you doing? What are you talking about? We know that, but this is a local talk radio show, and that's what we do. We have these kind of conversations, right? Based on the one game we saw, Diesel, let's start with South Carolina.
Okay.
Is there anything, you were there in Atlanta, I watched the game, is there anything we saw that makes us change our prediction for the Gamecocks, what they can do in 2025, either in more or less than what we originally predicted?
No. They put up 14 points against a weak ACC opponent. 14 offensive points, let me put it that way. They obviously had that touchdown that got called back.
Yeah,
it should have been a touchdown.
Sure,
but it's off the board. You can't say what if there. They also had the touchdown on the punt return. So yeah, three touchdowns, but only two offensive scores by putting it in the end zone. That's not good. That's not good. It's not good enough. Mm-hmm. And look, Lenore Sellers is him. We knew Lenore Sellers was great. South Carolina's got good receivers. Nick Harbor is a beast. Mazio Bennett didn't do quite what we thought he would do, but again, still young, still a lot of time to grow and get better and better. So I'm not saying he sucks because he didn't have the biggest game.
So you wouldn't change your 8-4 today?
I wouldn't change my 8-4 today because they still have to go against a really tough. Now, I might change. I think I had them losing to Alabama.
Mm.
Which I might change that one.
Okay,
I might change that one. Yeah. I still have some faith in Kalen DeBoer. Again, he's good as a coach. He's won everywhere he's been. Obviously, it's been a really tough start at Alabama, but I think he's going to win a lot of games this year. And it's not going to help. What was the guy's name that I just played you the call in the break? He went by a name, Legend.
Yeah.
He called into the Paul Feinbaum show. If you haven't heard that call yet, go online, search for it.
It's great.
He says if Kalen DeBoer was on life support, he'd pull the plug and charge his phone.
Charge his phone. So I'm with you.
Maybe I would bump it to 9 wins.
Okay.
But I'd bump it from 8 to 8.5.
And that's because that's more on what Bama didn't do, really, than it is on what South Carolina did do in your mind.
Correct.
I will say, to answer the question that I asked, Easel, when it comes to South Carolina, and we'll get to Clemson in a second, but based on what we saw, one game, would we change anything? I also had them at 8-4. I'm with you. I do think they beat Bama. A lot can change between now and then, obviously. But I'll tell you this, man. To your point, they weren't great offensively. Outside of the first drive, you mentioned the touchdown that wasn't a touchdown that was a touchdown. However, I liked what I saw from Nick Harbor. I really do like the separation. 99 yards on Sunday, Diesel, on only 3 receptions. So here's where I am on South Carolina. After a few days, having watched the game, slept on it, evaluating where I think that program is. They, in my mind, collectively didn't play the best on day as a unit. But when I watched that game, I saw a lot of really good football players. Like a lot of really good football players. And to your point, did they play the best Sunday? No. They've got a lot of room. Shane Beamer will be the first to tell you they have a lot of room for improvement. They played good enough to win. I said yesterday Virginia Tech gave them enough of a threat just to kind of exploit some of those weaknesses, right? But Diesel, I do believe after watching Sunday's game against Virginia Tech, I think South Carolina might be better than I thought they would be, especially defensively, especially at linebacker, especially with Fred Johnson. That dude's an animal. He's going to be good if he stays healthy. I might bump him to 9. But again, the biggest thing for me when it comes to South Carolina, how do you play as a unit? How do you play collectively? They gave up some big plays, but then again, they didn't give up many, many points on Sunday either. I love what I saw from an individual standpoint. They've got dudes. Shane Beamer's done a great job putting together a really good roster. Do those really great players play really great as a unit in the biggest games this season? That's what it's going to come down to. That plain and simple, you and I can have this conversation until we're blue in the face. Those really good players, do they play really good as a unit against really good teams? That's what it's going to come down to for me. I just was impressed, though. They've got some potential, man.
Zach Breeze is still going 11.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
11-1. I assume you're talking about South Carolina there, Zach. South Carolina going 11-1. Who would you put that one loss to be? That's massively bold.
Very bold. With a capital B,
yeah.
Right?
I think they're going to be a really good team again this year. I think they're going to grow and become a much better defensive unit, especially on the line and in the secondary, than they were in game one. It's game one. Everybody knows game one is probably going to be your worst game of the year. So I'm assuming that's going to be true for South Carolina. So I'm assuming they will play better and get better week after week after week. I feel really bad for South Carolina State this weekend because I feel like they're about to lose by 70.
They could.
Here's some audio if you haven't heard this yet. This is audio from South Carolina State's head football coach, Chenis Berry, talking about having to face Lenora Sellers this week. Oh, that's weird. Why is it?
Is he underwater?
He's not, but it sounds like he is.
It does sound
okay.
Like
that's
it.
There's something wrong with the piece of audio.
I played it
on my phone and it sounded fantastic.
How they get the microphones to work underwater like that? That's
very specialized equipment. But no, he was laughing and joking and saying, "Look, you don't. God didn't create too many 6'5", 240-pound quarterbacks.
No, he's right.
He didn't make too many of those. He's a special player." And he goes on to say, you know, these kind of matchups are great for the state. But it's true. Lenora Sellers is an athletic freak of nature, and, man, the sky is the limit for him.
They'll need Judge Collier to stay healthy. That injury is something to keep an eye on. If Judge stays healthy, that defense stays healthy, I like him. Now, on the flip side, Diesel. It's one game, right? Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday was yesterday. One game. You and I both picked Clemson to go 11-1 preseason. The floor is yours again. Did what you saw Saturday night make you lean or feel some type of way that would cause you to change your preseason prediction of Clemson being 11-1?
Yeah, it does. I still have them losing to South Carolina by the end of the season, so that's automatically 10-2 right there because I had them going undefeated up until that point. And man, now you really look at that Louisville game and you say, oh, that's a Friday night, big-time environment. It's going to be wild up there. Man, I'm going to adjust down to 9 wins.
Okay.
I'm going to adjust down
from
to 11? 9 wins.
That's a two-loss swing. Wow, that's a big swing.
Again, this is Dabo Swinney openly criticizing his quarterback in the media, saying these are day one reads. He's not hitting day one reads. Things you learn on day one of being a quarterback in our system. That's bad.
Wow, that's bold, Diesel. Going from 11-9, and you said those two possible losses could be who again?
Well, one obviously is already LSU, South Carolina, and Louisville.
Okay. By the way, upset pick, Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. He's got his end easily. Just sent it to me. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, is taking Duke over Illinois. The spread is only a 2.5-point spread, but Grayson Mann getting his upset pick in. You got him in? Got him locked in?
Let's get it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, now, my thoughts. Clemson. Did what I watched Saturday night change my overall record thought? I had them 11-1 as well. I'd probably drop them a game. I'm not bullish enough to drop them two games like you did, but I think I will drop them one game. If I could change, again, hypothetical, if I could change my preseason prediction from 11-1, I could see them losing to South Carolina now. I know I originally had Clemson beating South Carolina, Diesel. Louisville still, you know, could be a tricky game for Clemson down the stretch. So I might drop them one game. I just ultimately think to myself, does that running back room drastically improve over the course of the season? That's where I am. I don't know that it does.
I mean, we got to look and see who they got coming in the 2025 or 2026 class. And are we really putting a lot of hope on a freshman running back next year for the Clemson Tigers?
Well, that team's going to look a lot
considerably
different.
This is your chance right here, right now, Clemson, because, I mean, unless Christopher Vezina is some insane talent that we don't know about right now, next year could be a 9-win team, and you're watching the folks down in Tallahassee celebrate a championship.
Could be.
Could happen. When we come back, Cole, it is week one in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers are going to face the Jacksonville Jaguars with Trevor, Travis, and Travis, two of them now on that team. Let's look at that game position group by position group, see who we think has the edge, and try to predict a winner. That's next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.